by now I think we all know that Mother Nature is filled with all these undiscovered mysteries. We also know about the beauty within the unknown. Many others, including myself, love to admire the beauty of the world just by sitting back and just watching time pass by as Mother Nature does her work. There are also many ways to do so, such as camping, hiking, or even just going outside and looking around. Just by sitting and enjoying the beauty of the world and taking it all in is just such a great stress reliever for like school or anything else that's like on your mind. It's like releasing all that built up emotions and stress, and it just lets off a bunch of steam, which is why I like hiking and camping, and they're some of my favorite hobbies. Wyoming is also one of the best places to do so because during the summer it's not extremely hot to the point where you just don't even want to go outside, like Texas. But in Wyoming, during the summer, it's nice. It's like a cool breeze. And if you get chilly, you can just layer up. Or if you're hiking, you can just cool off by going on a walk or going on a long hike. Because you don't need a heavy jacket to go on a hike if you're in a cool breeze, because walking will keep you warm enough. And the scenery is also so beautiful here. The flowers, they just add a pop of color into the forest. And the trees, they're freshly grown, they're green and amazing. And it's just so beautiful to just go hiking through the forest. And it's truly just an amazing experience that I would recommend to anyone that's trying to just relieve some stress and just to get some stuff off their chest. Not only is hiking such a great way to just let off some steam and relax, it's the most perfect opportunity to just get some exercise and stay healthy, which is why I especially love to go hiking in Casper Mountain, because it's during the summer, it's a bit chilly, but it's not too cold to the point where you have to keep layering up to stay warm. It's like that kind of weather that's perfect for hiking, so when you're like climbing up these mountains and just feel like you're sweating, you got that cool chilly breeze to just cool you off, so you don't even need to layer up. But it's that kind of weather where everything is blooming and you can just sit and look around and admire the beauty. Although it probably will be tiring for some people, it's just the perfect way to get your mind off things, because you'll be so focused on catching your breath, you won't really be able to like think of anything else. And, like, all these other stressful things, because you'll be too busy focusing on, like, your destination, and, like, are you there yet, you know? But at the end of the hike, you'll have this sense of accomplishment and, like, empowerment, because you finally finished your hike, and you'll feel like the king of the world. And it's, like, one of the highest moments in your life, because you can just really just sit back and just relax and say, wow, I did it. And you can also just sit and listen and look around and just feel and really take in the creation of Mother Nature. And along with that, at the end of your hike, you can look for like the perfect spot to go camping, set up a campsite, and just admire the beauty all at night. And you can start a bonfire and just like look around and see, wow, everything is like truly just perfect. So for this podcast, I have my friend Jazz, and she's going to be asking me a couple questions about my podcast. So, number one, what's your first question? Yeah. All right, so to start, what is your first question?
If you could pick one activity while camping, what would you do?
Personally, I think it really just depends on the location, you know? So if you're like camping by a lake, you can kick it back and just relax and catch some fish, or you could just like swim in the waters.
Yeah, like I like paddle boarding. It's like a really good thing to use your muscles and stuff. Mm.
All right, next question.
Would you rather camp in an RV or a tent?
Ooh, okay. Personally, No shame to camping in an RV, but I think you get the full experience camping in a tent because you can like hear everything that's like going on outside. Like you can hear the crickets, you can hear the birds, you can hear like everything.
Yeah, like you're creating your own like environment. Like
Yeah,
you're creating what you sleep in at night.
exactly. You're just like creating this like it's like so relaxing and just like it's like you're part of nature.
And the fact that you're just hardworking and making it yourself is just part of working in that nature.
Exactly. All right, last and final question.
What did you learn about nature?
Ooh, okay. So what I've learned is that it's really just unpredictable. Like you don't know what's gonna happen next. Like you don't know what's out there, and that's like part of the mystery, you know? Like it's just all part of the fun. It's all part of like what's gonna happen next, you know? Like the suspense. It's like what keeps you going, you know?
And everything that you add, either a bonfire, a fire pit, or making marshmallows or singing, just you can do a bunch of different activities, and even if you have nothing planned, you kind of just go with the flow.
Exactly.
Thank you.